And that's a BTS. Brings us to the time of the morning. We talk to Shun Asani from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And today, talking about World Health Day. Shun Asani, good morning on this day just after the Easter weekend. Hope you had a good long weekend.
Good morning, Wayne. Thank you. I had a good Easter weekend. And how are you?
Very, very well, thank you. Let's get into today's chat. And we're talking about World Health Day. World Health Day highlights the theme, Together for Health, Stand Up for Science. What does this mean for everyday South Africans and our health choices?
Good morning to the listeners and happy World Health Day. So this year, the World Health Day theme, it aligns strongly with the Heart and Stroke Foundation's campaign to reduce the burden of cardiovascular disease through our science-based prevention and care. It's all about encouraging South Africans to make everyday health decisions that are based on credible scientific evidence, whether it's about the food that we eat, how active we are, avoiding tobacco, vaping, or excessive alcohol, or going for regular exercise. So all these decisions need to be made based on credible scientific evidence that we have. This campaign also highlights the important role that scientists, healthcare professionals, as well as public health organizations play in providing our trusted guidance. Ultimately, it's also a call for all of us to work together as an individuals, communities, or organizations to stand up for science and make choices that lead to better heart and brain health. So for the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa, this theme on our side, it also emphasizes the importance of strengthening efforts to share evidence-based heart and brain health information, supporting local as well as international research, and advocating for policy that will help to prevent cardiovascular disease. It is also a call for action for all of us, as well as individual communities, to work together and stand up for science by making informed choices that reduce the burden of heart disease as well as stroke in South African communities. So if listeners and everyone can join this campaign, South Africa, we can help to create a healthier environment, support prevention, as well as to contribute to long-term heart and brain health for everyone.
And the latest scientific research tells us about cardiovascular disease and how it can be prevented. What does the research tell us?
And the latest scientific research, it confirms that cardiovascular disease, it remains the leading cause of death globally, but also it reinforced that most cases are preventable through well-established evidence-based evidence. So this evidence-based evidence, it includes prevention. We start with modifiable risk factors, such as our research continues to show that managing conditions like your high blood pressure, your high cholesterol, diabetes, avoiding smoking, maybe changing your diet from a poor diet to a healthier diet, as well as physical inactivity, all these things can significantly reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. Early detection also is very important, because new evidence highlights the importance of regular screening as well as early management, as many risk factors, they develop silently over the long time period before leading to healthier conditions. Health environment also, they drive better outcomes, because it emphasizes that individual choices, they are shaped by the environment we live in. So policies such as salt reduction as well as sugar taxation, they are proven to reduce population level risk as well as support healthier behaviors, because communities will be aware of the food that are healthy as well as those that are not healthier, and they will try to stay away from food that are high in salt as well as sugar. Behavioral intervention as well, they remain highly effective, because data confirms that a balanced diet, regular physical activity, as well as maintaining a healthier weight, they're among the most powerful tools that one can use to prevent the risk of cardiovascular disease as well as other chronic conditions. Mental health as well, it's also important for heart and brain health, because research shows that it's strengthening the link between chronic stress, mental health, and cardiovascular outcomes, highlighting the need for integrated holistic approach to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease.
And then, Shun Asani, your campaign strongly emphasizes evidence-based best practice. Why is it so important for people to rely on scientifically proven health information today?
Evidence-based guidance is like having a roadmap to a better health. The gold standard of evidence is randomized controlled trials which means that it is built on solid research, clinical trials, and real-world data, showing us what really works to prevent as well as manage conditions like your heart disease, strokes, and diabetes. So in a world where misinformation spreads fast, relying on evidence-based information as well as practice ensure that people get accurate, reliable information, making informed decisions about their health, which then translate into better public outcomes for the for South Africans. So by trusting evidence-based guidance, we can protect our heart and brain health, reduce the risk, as well as live a healthier life.
And how can research on family history, genetics, and biomarkers improve early detection and risk stratification for CVD?
Research on family history, genetics, as well as biomarkers, it improves early detection as well as risk stratification for cardiovascular disease by shifting care from generalized management to targeted as well as preventative intervention. For example, a family history is a low-cost, powerful indicator reflecting inherited genetics as well as shared behavioral environments, offering an independent risk information that healthcare professionals can use to be able to assess one person's risk of developing cardiovascular disease later on in life. A polygenetic risk score, which assesses the genetic predisposition based on thousands of variants, identifying individuals at high risk for coronary artery disease even before traditional risk factors appear. Biomarkers and also molecular profiling, they also helps with early warning signals such as high sensitive CRP, which is called C-reactive protein, lipoprotein, apolipoprotein B, which reveal hidden vulnerability in people with otherwise normal clinical markers. So combining all these three tools that I've mentioned, it allows clinicians as well as healthcare professionals to reclassify individual in intermediate risk factor, uncover hidden risk, as well as tailor interventions such as an early lipid-lowering therapy or intensive liver modification where effectively. This precision medicine also approach enables early intervention. It also reduces lifetime risk as well as improve our prevention care outcomes, ultimately helping to prevent heart disease and stroke before they occur, because people that would have been at risk, they would have been identified, as well as a counseling, as well as a behavior modification. It will start earlier before they develop the condition.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense. And Shonisani, there's a plethora of health information, or should I say misinformation, out there, especially around diet and lifestyle. How can the public protect themselves and make informed choices and know that you're not kind of getting sucked into some scam or other?
Yes, given the proliferation of health information, it's particularly regarding diet and lifestyle, it is crucial to approach online information with conscience, because the internet and social media platform, they provide access to a vast array of information. This includes misinformation, biased opinion, as well as often promoted by influencers with vested interests. To protect oneself, it's essential that we evaluate the source of health information and not accept claims at face value. So reliable health information should be sourced from qualified healthcare professionals with expertise in the specific instance. In the specific field. Yeah. For example, dietary advice should be obtained from a registered dietitian, while general health advice can be sought from a registered nurse or a general doctor practitioner, following also an established health organization such as the World Health Organization, the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa. It can also provide one with an access to science-based, evidence-based information. So by being discerning as well as taking information from credible sources, individual can make informed decision about their health as well as well-being. And also, if they do find information from influencers, they should rather verify that the information that this person are promoting is reliable by going to the organization that I mentioned, or by searching it on journals that are medical proven, so that they can be sure that they are following information that's evidence proven.
Mm-hmm. And a good point about the influencers and vested interests there. Shonisani, what are the most important risk factors for heart disease and stroke that listeners should be aware of, and what simple steps can they take to reduce those risks?
When it comes to heart disease and stroke, most risk factors, they are modifiable, meaning we can change them, while others are unmodifiable, meaning they're outside of our control. So risk factors that are outside our control, it includes your age, which risk increases with age, family history, your genes, ethnicity groups, because certain groups are more prone to cardiovascular disease than the others, and the gender, which men are generally at higher risk of CVD earlier in life. So the good news is that focusing on multiple risk factors, it can significantly reduce the risk of getting cardiovascular disease. So the risk factor that we can control, it includes being diagnosed with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, smoking, diabetes, because when we manage these diseases or conditions, we are also able to reduce our risk of developing heart disease and strokes later on. Being physically inactive, unhealthy diet, and obesity, it's also one of the modifiable risk factors that we can change to be able to reduce our risk of cardiovascular disease. And also, it's important that one should know their numbers, meaning that they should check their blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar levels regularly, so that if the values start to be higher, they can start treatment as early as possible. It's also important when it comes to diet that we should reduce our intake for salty food, sugar food, as well as food that are high in fat. We should incorporate food that are whole, plant-based foods, such as your nuts, your fruits, your vegetables, your whole grains, because these ones, they are not much processed, and also they contain vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, as well as nutrients that we need to strengthen our life, and also fiber that will help us with reducing our risk of cardiovascular disease. We should also aim for regular physical activity and strengthen training to build muscle mass. So a person should aim for about 150 minutes per week of physical activity. We should also remember that mental health, it matters, because excess stress, it can raise blood pressure and causes inflammation. So prioritizing managing stress with activities like your meditation, deep breathing, yoga, and time outside in natural sunlight to unwind, it can also help one to manage their stress level.
Mm-hmm. And Shona Sani, what is your key message or call for action for South Africans on this World Health Day?
Our message on this World Health Day is simple. It's all about making healthier decisions based on credible scientific evidence. So by adopting healthy behaviors, going for regular screening, and sharing reliable information, individuals can play a powerful role in preventing heart disease and stroke. So together we can reduce the burden of cardiovascular disease, as well as move towards a healthier South Africa if we all work together.
Sounds good. And lastly, Shona Sani, where can we find reliable health information and evidence-based programs? And also, how can we contact the Heart and Stroke Foundation?
Listeners should look to trusted science-based sources such as the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa, healthcare professionals, as well as a reputable public health organization. You can also visit the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. And if listeners need to speak to one of our healthcare professionals, they can call us on 021-422-1586.
Great. Shona Sani, thank you very, very much. Have a great week and stay healthy. We'll chat again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Wayne, and thank you to the listeners. We'll speak again next week. Have a blessed week ahead.
Thanks, Shona Sani. There we go. That's Shona Sani Nepalama from the Heart and Stroke Foundation talking to us today about World Health Day.